外昆特之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年4月5日，星期日。今天我非常荣幸的邀请到了深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu， 为我们继续讲述今天的圣给菩萨晚餐的祷告，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
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 I hear noises in the background.And I hear my voice.
Satyamaji, 这是我的事儿吗？就是阿姨那阿叔说那边有回音。
Is somebody typing?
是我这儿啊。
是。
那可怎么办呢？我们 It's not typing, but yes, I do use my headphone.
Is something pulsing? Chu 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 chu.
对你那一说话就有这个跳一跳一跳的这个脉冲声。
哎，你看，能不能让我呼一遍试试呢？
好啊，可以啊，可以。
好吧，好，我来试一下哈。阿叔 ，sorry， please allow me to call and see if it's because I didn't do anything different than the other times.
Okay.
不好意思啊，重新呼一遍啊。现在有吗？
好像是你那麦不好吧？
说的麦克风是吧？哈，
对对，就是稍微有一点杂音。
那麦的问题，那就是我的手机的问题。
对，反正你一说话，它就这个麦冲就有一些杂音，噗噗噗，就是那种。不是很大，
这可怎么办呢？阿叔 ，Yes, can hear you, but okay. Well, if I don't use earphone, let's see what happens. 那怎么样 ？What about now?
Better.
So okay. So in that case, I cannot use my earphone. Then I have to just speak it.
Yes. Okay. Good.
Yes.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 They continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 7, Scheduled Incarnations, with specific functions. Today you read from text 53, the last verse of this chapter.
我们今天继续阅读《圣典博加瓦坛》第二篇第七章，起特殊作用的化身。我们今天读的呢是本章的最后一个诗节，第53诗节。
Mayam.
Mayam.
Varnayataha
Amushya
Mayam Varnayato Mushya
Mayam Varnayato Mushya
Ishvarasya
Ishvarasya
Anumodata
Anumodata
Ishvarasya Anumodata
Ishvarasya Anumodata
Srinvata
Srinvata
Shraddhaya
Shraddhaya
Nityam
Nityam
Srinvata Shraddhaya Nityam
Srimvada Shraddhaya Nitam
Mayaya
Mayaya
Atma
Atma
Na
Na
Muhyati
Muhyati
Mayayatmana Muhyati
Mayayatmana Muhyati
Mayam Varnayato Musya
Mayam Varnayato Musya
Ishvarasya Numudata
Ishvarasya Numudata
Shrinvata Shraddhaya Nityam
Shrinvata Shraddhaya Nityam
Mayayatmana Muhyati
Mayayatmana Muhyati.
Okay, word for word meaning.
字对字。
Mayam.
Mayam. 永恒的能量的事物。
Varnayataha.
Varnayataha. 描述。
Amusha.
Amusha. 主的。
Ishvarasya.
Ishvarasya.至尊人各守神的
Anumodata
Anumodata 这样欣赏
Shrinvata
Shrinvata 这样聆听
Shraddhaya
Shraddhaya 怀着奉爱
Nityam
Nityam 有规律的
Mayaya
Mayaya 被虚幻能量
Atma,
Atma, 生物体。
Na,
Na, 永不。
Muyati,
Muyati, 被迷惑。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文应该按照至尊主的教导描述欣赏和聆听至尊主与他的各种能量一起从事的活动人如果怀着奉爱和恭敬之心有规律地这样做无疑就会摆脱至尊主的错觉能量要旨认真研究一个主题的科学不同于狂热者的感情用事狂热者或愚蠢的人可能会认为至尊主与他的外在能量一起从事的活动对他们来说是毫无用处的他们有可能错误地声称自己参与了至尊主内在能量的活动因此更高级但事实上至尊主与他的外在能量一起所从事的活动跟他与内在能量一起所从事的活动是一样的另那些没有完全摆脱至尊主外在能量潜质的人应该虔诚地经常聆听至尊主与他的外在能量一起从事的活动他们不应该愚蠢地一下子跳到他的内在能量的活动中照做的对 Rasa Lila 等至尊主与他的内在能量一起从事的活动感兴趣有些低级虚伪的人在朗诵《博加瓦坛》时非常热衷于至尊主的内在能量所从事的活动沉溺于物质感官享乐的假奉献者假装自己已经达到了解脱的层面是解脱了的灵魂结果更深地陷在了外在能量的潜质中他们中的有一些人认为聆听至尊主的娱乐活动就是听他与牧牛姑娘交往的活动或者聆听他举起噶尔丹山的活动这些人不理会至尊主作为主宰化身的众多的完整扩展以及他们所从事的创造维系或毁灭物质世界的娱乐活动但纯粹的奉献者知道至尊主所从事的各种娱乐活动无论是 Rasa Lila 还是物质世界的创造维系和毁灭都一样的好事实上对至尊主作为主宰化身所从事活动的描述专为那些解脱了的灵魂而准备而不是为受制约的灵魂准备的因此受制约的灵魂必须以奉爱和欣赏的态度聆听与至尊主的外在能量有关的娱乐活动这些活动与解脱的灵魂所聆听的 Rasa Lila 是一样的。受制约的灵魂不应该模仿解脱了的灵魂的活动。圣主 Chaitanya 从不与普通人一起聆听 Rasa Lila。在神的科学圣殿博加瓦坛中第九篇都是在为人们聆听第十篇铺路。在神的科学圣殿博加瓦坛中前九篇都是为在人们聆听第十篇而铺路。对这一点本篇的最后一章将做进一步的解释。第三篇中则有更明确的说明。因此至尊主纯粹的奉献者必须从圣殿博加瓦坛第一篇的一开始阅读或聆听，而不是从第十篇开始。有些所谓的奉献者曾几次要求我直接从第十篇开始讲解，但我没有这么做，因为我希望把圣殿博加瓦坛作为有关守神的科学来展现，而不是作为受制约的灵魂的感官享受。圣 Brahma 等权威的人士禁止人们这么做。把圣殿博加瓦坛视为科学的呈现，以这样的态度阅读和聆听，可以使受制约的灵魂在摆脱以感官享乐为基础的错觉能量后，逐渐地提升到超然知识的更高层面。到此为止，结束了 Bhakti Vedanta 对圣殿博加瓦坛第二篇第七章起特殊作用的化身所做的阐释。译文：应该按照至尊主的教导描述欣赏和聆听至尊主与他的各种能量一起从事的活动。人如果怀着奉爱和恭敬之心有规律地这么做，无疑就会摆脱至尊主的错觉能量。
Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Miritam Jnatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaho Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Shri Chaitanya Manu Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati SvapadantikamVanchakalpatarubhyacha Kripa Sindhubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare大家早上好。
早上好啊。
So here, this is a very, 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 very nice verse.
今天读的这个诗节呢，是一首非常非常非常美好的诗节。
And is a conclusion of this particular chapter where Lord Brahma described.To his son and disciple Narada Muni. In summary, the incarnations of the Lord and their functions.
那么在这一节呢，是主 Brahma 对他的儿子以及他的门徒，那么 Narada Muni 讲述了主的化身的各个形式以及他们的作用。那么是一种概述的形式来讲述的。那么今天这个诗节呢，是对整章的一个结论。
And in the previous chapter, we dealt with the creation, the process of creation.
那在之前的这个章节里面呢，我们所讲述的是创造的程序。
We dealt with the cause of all causes.
讲述的是关于万源之源，一切的始源。
Very, very difficult chapters to understand because many technical things.
因为在这里面呢，有很多技术性的话题，所以呢，是一个很难理解的章节。
So sometimes devotees, they say, "Wow, this is so difficult to understand."
所以有的时候呢，奉献者就会说，哎呀，这实在太难理解了。
I just want to read stories.
我呢，只是想读一些故事。
To read the pastimes of the Lord's pastimes, to read the pastimes of the Lord with his devotees.
我只是想去聆听和阅读主的奉献逍遥时光，以及主和他的奉献者们一起所上演的这些逍遥时光。
The pastimes, particularly the pastimes of Krishna with his devotees.
特别是 Krishna 和他的奉献者所上演的那些逍遥时光。
With Mother Yashoda.
和亚修那妈妈一起的逍遥时光。
With the cowherd boys and the cows.
和牧牛童们以及和乳牛们一起上演的逍遥时光。
With the gopis.
还有和 gopi 们一起上演的逍遥时光。
Oh, these are so sweet.
这些都太甜美了。
We don't need to tax our brains to try to understand. We just enjoy hearing these leelas, these pastimes.
我们也不需要敲着我们的脑袋使劲弄明白，我们只是非常的享受的去听这些 leela, 这些逍遥时光就好了。
But Srila Prabhupada here and in many other places, Srila Prabhupada said topics like this, Rasa Leela, are meant for liberated souls, not for conditioned souls.
但是呢 ，Srila Prabhupada 在很多地方他都提到了这些 Leela, 这些逍遥时光们其实是为那些永恒解脱的灵魂而聆听的内容，并不是为受条件限制的灵魂所聆听的内容。
And the conditioned soul should not imitate the activities of the liberated souls.
而受条件限制的灵魂呢，不应该去效仿那些永恒已经解脱了的灵魂的行为。
Lord Chaitanya himself never indulged in hearing about Rasa Leela with ordinary people.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，也从来都不会和普通的人一起来聆听 Rasa Leela 的逍遥。
So these are statements of today's purport.
而且今天这个在今天的这个诗的要旨里面呢也提到了。
We should not foolish jump up to the activities of the internal energy falsely attracted by the Lord's internal potencies activities like Rasa Leela or in the beginning of the purport, right? Almost in the beginning. They should not foolishly jump up the activities.To the activities of the internal energy falsely attracted by the Lord's internal potencies activities like Rasa Leela. In a second paragraph or third paragraph.
Okay. 所以说呢，就说这个人们他不应该在一开始的时候就非常愚蠢的跳到去聆听主的 Rasa Leela 的这段的逍遥。
So these are warnings. These are warnings that are there.
所以呢，这都是给我们提出的一些警告。
But at the same time, we say that these are the most important activities of the Lord, the pastimes the Lord has with his most intimate devotees in Goloka Vrindavan.
但是与此同时呢，我们又说这是主和他的最亲密的奉献者在狗洛克文达文所上演的。最甜美的最亲密的逍遥最重要的逍遥
Yes, it's true. They are more intimate and they are sweeter.
的确是这样的他们的确更加的亲密也更加的甜美。
But they are not more powerful or less powerful than the description of the Lord's creation or is in different incarnations that he comes like.The boar, Nrisimhadev, and so many other incarnations and their pastime. There's no difference.
但是呢，比起主的创造的逍遥，以及主以其他的各种化身形式显现，比如说像这个雄猪的这个形象显现的这些化身所上演的逍遥时光，相比他们并不更重要，或者也不比他们不那么重要，就是是一样的，具有同样的效力。
All the activities of the Lord are on absolute platform.
主的所有的活动全部都是处在绝对的层面的。
In absolute, there is no difference that this one is better, this one is not so good.
所以如果是在绝对的层面的话，就不存在这个比那个更好。
All is good. In absolute platform, all is good, is absolutely good.
所以说如果是在绝对的层面上来讲呢，也就是都是好的，都是绝对的好的。
Only for our materialistic minds, sometimes there is a competitive study between the different pastimes of the Lord.
只有在我们受条件限制的这种心意中，有的时候呢，我们才会去比较主所上演的各种逍遥时光。
Because in the material world we have this concept of this is good, this is better, this is the best.
因为在这个物质的角度上，就是在物质世界里面呢，我们就会有这样的概念，有时候就会比较这个好，那个更好。
最好。
这个不好。这个
最好。
这个最好，就这个
好，
这个那个最好，那个不好。
Yeah, no, 那不好的。We all say good, better, best.
啊，我们总是说好，更好和最好。
Yes, yes. So.This is our mentality in this material world.
所以这个呢，就是我们在这个物质世界的一种心态。
But in a spiritual platform, all the activities of the Lord are absolutely good.
但是呢，从灵性的角度上来讲，从灵性的层面来说呢，主所有的活动都是绝对的。
Like, okay, we like the pastimes of Goloka Vrindavan because the pastimes of Goloka Vrindavan, we can somehow, materially speaking, we can relate with the activities that human beings have in this material world.
那我们更喜欢 Goloka Vrindavan 的这些逍遥时光的原因呢，是由于，从我们，在这个世界的人类的活动的这个角度来看，我们能够把他们两个觉得更加的相关，更加能联系在一起。
There's some similarity with the type of relationships that human beings have in this material world.
在 Goloka Vrindavan 里面所展现的这些逍遥时光，所展现出来的这些关系和我们在这个世界的人类之间的关系很相似。
Krishna in his original form, he looks like a human, it looks like he has a human form. He's a young boy, like young boys.
那 Krishna 在他原初的形象中呢，他看起来好像是有一个人类的形象，因为他是一个小男孩的形象显现的。
So we can easily relate with that because it seems that it's within our experience as human beings.
所以说呢，我们就很容易把它和我们相联系在一起。因为呢，它展现出来的就是像是人，和我们的这个生活很相关的一种状态。
So when we hear pastimes of Krishna with Mother Yashoda, Mother Yashoda scolding Krishna and Krishna running away in fear of Mother Yashoda to not be punished, hey, you say, yeah, yeah, it's like children they do this in the material world. Yes, we know.
所以说当我们看到亚修达妈妈和 Krishna 之间的这个故事的时候，亚修达妈妈要批评 Krishna， 然后呢要指责他的时候，这会儿我们就会觉得啊，这种事儿我们是懂的，因为我们也这么干，这孩子淘气我们也会惩罚他。
Krishna dancing with the girls, yes, the boys also do that in the material world.
Krishna 和姑娘们一起跳舞，那在物质世界里面，男孩也是会和姑娘们一起跳舞的。
But there is a 360 degree or under 80 degrees of difference between what we experience in this material world and what's going on in Goloka Vrindavan.
但是呢，在物质世界所发生的这些事情与在Goloka Vrindavan所发生的事情，那是有着天翻地覆的区别的，是完全的不一样的。
They are diametrically opposed.
实际上呢是完全相反的。
Has absolutely nothing to do with mundane pastimes we experience in this world.
所以在格洛克文达文所上演的逍遥时光和我们在这个世俗世界所经历的这个活动是完全没有关系相关性的。
But if we are not, if our consciousness is not purified, if our mind is not purified, then we can only appreciate in comparison with what we have experienced in the material world or what we know in the material world.
但是如果我们的意识和我们的心意没有得到净化的话，那我们所能理解的仅仅是那些我们在物质世界已经体验过的那些事情。
That's why it's not recommended to read Srimad Bhagavatam beginning by the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
也就这个原因呢，我们不被推荐在阅读圣典波迦瓦坛的时候就直接从第十篇开始阅读。
We have to begin from the first canto.
所以我们必须要从圣典波迦瓦坛第一篇开始读起。
And first canto, second canto, like we are studying, is mostly about the creation and the different avatars of the Lord that are involved in the creation, in the beginning of the creation.
比如说在圣典波迦瓦坛第一篇、第二篇，就是我们现在所做的这些事情一样，因为这里面所涉及的话题呢，都是关于创造的话题，以及呢主的各种各样不同的。涉及到这个创造的这些化身的事情。
The Lord comes in forms that completely blow our minds.
Sorry, Yashua, I didn't hear.
The Lord comes down in forms in this material world. He comes in forms that totally blow our minds.
Okay, 那么主呢？他在这个。各种形象中进入到这个物质世界，就是让我们完全没有办法理解。
Very difficult, you know, that the Lord assume a form of a boar.
比如说呢，主他显现成一个雄猪的化身，这让我们实在是理解不了。
Or a fish.
或者是以鱼的化身显现。
A tortoise.
或者说是以乌龟的形象显现。
How can it be?
这怎么可能呢？
In our experience, these animals are totally in ignorance.
在我们的体验中呢，这些动物其实是完全的愚昧的。
And they are not particularly attractive.
而且呢，这些动物也一点都不吸引人。
A fish not particularly attractive, but maybe some fish are beautiful, but usually it's not a very attractive creature. A boar is not an attractive creature. Entity, you know, the tortoise is not a very attractive entity.
就比如说像这鱼，可能有些鱼呢，可能还挺美的，但是呢，总体来说，鱼这种动物呢，并不是特别吸引我们的动物。然后呢，猪一点不吸引我们。然后呢，这个乌龟也是不吸引我们的动物。
And the activities, the activities of these entities are really, really very, very tamasic. I mean, very, very gross. You know, it's nothing exalting. Nothing of exalting activities of these creatures.
而且这些动物它们一般的行为举止呢都是非常的粗俗的非常高尚的相就是和高尚这个词儿相比呢完全扯不上关系。
There's nothing attractive in their activities.
所以说呢从他们的这些活动中来看呢应该没有什么让人觉得很被吸引的地方。
But when you hear the Lord appear in forms that look like these creatures, the Lord is always exalted personality, creates awe and reverence in the hearts, even great demigods like Lord Brahma. They offer prayers, they offer obeisance, they glorify with choice prayers.
但是呢，我们听到当主以这样的化身显现的时候呢，他总是 会以一个非常的awe and reverence， 就是这个敬畏的这种心态显现在大家的面前。那么就即便是这个半神人们，比如像主巴玛这样的半神人们，也都会怀着敬畏之心在他的面前为他供奉祷文，向他们向他抛洒鲜花等等。
They recognize, they recognize that it's the Lord, it's the Supreme Lord.
因为半神人们他们是能够认出他是至尊人格守神的，他是主。
Because these are particular great demigods like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, they are liberated souls.
因为这些伟大的半神人们，特别是比如说像主 Brahma 或者是主 Shiva， 他们都是永恒解脱了的灵魂。
So they know this is the same Lord, is the same Lord that plays his very sweet pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan. They know it's the same personality.
所以呢，他们知道这位主呢和在 Goloka Vrindavan 上演甜美的逍遥时光的那位主是同样的主，他们都是同一位主。
And they can appreciate the activities of the Lord in the process of creation.In killing demons and giving special protection to the devotees, they can appreciate that. They can, they have that consciousness to appreciate that.
所以呢，他们是能够欣赏主在创造中所进行的活动，以及呢斩杀恶魔的活动和保护奉献者的活动，因为他们是有这样的知觉去欣赏和感激主的这些活动的。
But for us, we are not liberated souls. We are still conditioned by so many things in this material world. We are still so identified with our gross material bodies. We have our time to really appreciate these activities of the Lord.
但是对于我们来说呢，我们并不是解脱的灵魂。我们现在依然还是受到这个物质世界的各种各样的束缚的，受条件限制的灵魂。那么所以我们是没有办法真正的理解主所上演的这些活动的。
We may have great difficulty to understand the Lord's activities in these particular forms.
所以呢，我们对于主在这个特定的身形下所上演的所从事的各种各样的活动，我们就很难去理解。
Regularly, when you go to the devotees' houses, and we see their particular their area where they have the altar, and sometimes they have pictures and hanging on the wall. Usually, we don't see pictures of Varadeva and Nrisinga, or Nrisinga maybe, Kurma, Matsyavatar, all these different incarnations. We don't see so much the devotees displaying this type of photos of the Lord.
当我们到奉献者家里看到他们的神坛或者在家里面挂的画的时候呢，很少看到他们会把主 Varaha Matsya 有 Kurma 这样的形象的主的图片挂在家里面。
We have photos of Krishna with the gopis, Krishna with Mother Yashoda, you know, Lord Chaitanya with his associates. Photos of personalities that they have a human-like form like us.
所以说我们在家里面会挂的关于 Krishna 的图片呢，是关于 Krishna 的图片 ，Krishna 和 Gopi 姑娘们的图片，或者他跟亚修的妈妈在一起的图片，或者主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和他的奉献者们在一起的图片。所以我们呢是喜欢把就是主长着像和我们一样人的这个样子的这个图片挂在家里面。
So, but the demigods, when they see the Lord manifesting in these all different kinds of forms, they are very attractive to the Lord's form. They can see that the Lord's form is extraordinary, even though it looks like a fish or a tortoise or a boar. They are very attracted by these forms of the Lord.
但是这些半神人们，当他们看到主以各种各样的这种形象显现的时候呢，他们能够看出他是主，所以呢，他们是非常的被主的这些美好的形象所吸引的。
So it means they can see beauty. they can see this form as very attractive. That's why they offer and compose very beautiful prayers in glorification of the Lord in these forms.
因为呢，他们能够看到这些形象的美丽之处，所以呢，他们才会向主的这些美丽的形象去献上非常美妙的祷文。
But a beginner like us, a materialistic devotee, a person who is still not liberated from the bodily concept of life, we may have difficulty to relate to these different incarnations of the Lord and their activities.
但是呢，作为我们具有物质心态的还存在着很多的躯体化概念的这些奉献者来说呢，我们是没有办法真正的理解主的这种形象的化身，以及他所在这些形象的化身中所从事的活动的。
And when you hear about the descriptions about the creation, oh, it's so complex, so difficult. We just want to go farther, farther, farther. And then maybe I'm going to just read the pastimes of Krishna in the 10th canto. It's so much easier.
所以呢，当我们读到主关于创造的这些信息的时候呢，我们就觉得它实在是太复杂了，太难以理解了，读不懂。所以呢，就想赶紧往前跳，赶紧往前跳，干脆我就直接就跳到读到主 Krishna 的逍遥时光的那一些内容就好了。
That's a big mistake.
但是这是一错误。
Because the process is a scientific process, we have to go through the descriptions and this.In all these 9 cantos, gradually, one after another, until we become qualified to enter into the pastimes of the 10th canto.
但是呢，这个阅读的这个过程呢，是一个科学的过程。也就是说呢，我们必须要从一篇到另外一篇这样逐一渐进的这样的阅读的过程，然后最终呢，我们才能够真正的阅读到主在第十篇所上演的逍遥。
We cannot jump over. We cannot jump over in the process.
所以呢，我们在经历这个程序的时候呢，我们是不能够跳跃的。
We cannot jump from primary school to go and sit in university to get a university degree. It's just impossible. We are not qualified.
我们不能够从小学一下就跳级到大学，然后直接拿到大学文凭，这是不可能的。
We cannot really appreciate and assimilate what they teach in university.
因为呢，我们是没有办法理解，也没有办法真正的融入到在大学里面所教的这些课程的。
Yes, we're going to find in university also. They see 1+1, 2+2, 4, ABC. They see all these things. They may say, oh, it's the same. It's not. It's advanced science.
那么在大学里面呢，也许可能他也会讲一些基础的知识，但是呢，他这个基础的知识呢，是从高级的科学的角度去呈现的。所以说呢，和这个最初级的这个课程实际上是不一样的。
So yes, we have to go through this different descriptions that may be very very difficult to understand.
所以呢，我们就必须要从非常基础的这些描述中去理解、去阅读，但是呢，也许可能他们是很难理解的。
We should read and we should read with care, with attention, because these are descriptions about the Lord, the Lord's activities in the external material world, which are very relevant for us because we are also within the external material energy.
那么我们呢，要仔细的阅读，要小心的阅读。那么这些呢，和我们实际上是息息相关的，因为这些都是主他在这个物质世界里面所从事的这些活动，也就是呢，是在他的外在的能量的影响下的物质世界所从事的活动。
So you may find it difficult to understand, but we should not stop reading because they are difficult to understand. We keep reading, you keep hearing these activities of the Lord.
也许呢可能难以去理解，但是我们不应该有畏难的情绪而就停止与不阅读这部分的内容了，而我们应该继续的不断的去聆听和阅读。
Because if you go through the process of hearing submissively with respect, the activities of the Lord in regards to the material creation, the maintenance of material creation, gradually with appreciation, we read with appreciation, even though we don't understand, but gradually, gradually our hearts become purified.
因为如果我们要是怀着一种敬畏的和皈依臣服的一种心态去阅读主关于物质创造的这部分的话题的话，也许可能我们并没有明白我们所读的内容，但是逐渐的在这种尊敬皈依的这种心态下，我们的内心就会变得越来越被净化。
Because it's not a process of an intelligence. Okay, with intelligence, with our material intelligence, we understand.Then we appreciate. It has nothing to do with our material intelligence.
因为呢，这并不是一个物质的智性的程序。就是如果我们要是挺聪明，有物质的智性的话，那我们慢慢就能明白，并不是这么回事。
Even if you don't understand, if you just very respectfully, very, 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 I say with the right attitude, we just try to hear descriptions of the Lord. Our hearts become purified.
即使我们并不明白其中的意思，但是呢，我们以一个非常的尊敬的心情去阅读主的关于创造的话题，那我们的内心也会得到净化。
Do we have the first canto with you, Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto?
Yes, I do.
Okay, open the first canto, second chapter, text, I think, 18. First canto, second chapter, text 18.
Okay. 那我们现在来看一下圣典波迦瓦坛的第一篇第二章的第十八十节。
This is a verse spoken by Sutta Goswami when he was addressingthe sages of Naimisharanya were eager to hear about the past the activities of the Lord.
当 Naimisharanya 森林里面的圣人们迎请 Sutta Goswami 非常的热烈的想要聆听圣典波迦瓦坛讲述的时候 ，Sutta Goswami 所讲述的一个世界。
So establish the mood to hear how we can.Really, become purified.
那他讲这个诗节呢，是为了要营造一种恰当的聆听的气氛，从而呢使我们能够得到净化。
Actually, this verse we in many places in the world during before Srimad Bhagavatam lecture, we recite this verse to prepare ourselves to make us understand.How we should, what should be our mood to hear Srimad Bhagavatam?
事实上，在世界各地的很多地方呢，在阅读圣典波迦瓦坛之前，都会先阅读这个诗节，然后以这个诗节呢，来让我们做好一种内心的准备，从而能够在正确的情绪下去阅读圣典波迦瓦坛。
Nashta prayeshwa badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya.Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. You can read the translation.
经常参加圣典波迦瓦坛的课，并为纯粹奉献者做服务，就能清除心中几乎所有的物质污染，为超人赞歌颂扬的人格守神做爱心服务，就会像无法改变的事实一样被确定下来。
So this is what motivated us to present lectures of Srimad Bhagavatam online to the devotees in China at least once in a week. It's supposed to be every day, but at least once in a week, we thought the devotees could also have a regular class on Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以这个呢就激励着我们，特别是中国的奉献者，能够一周呢在网上听一堂圣典伯加瓦坦的早课。事实上呢，我们应该是更加的频繁的来听课，也或者说比如说应该每天都应该来听圣典伯加瓦坦的课。
Because ear begins by hearing regularly, by attending lectures and hearing regular Bhagavatam, and by rendering service to the pure devotee, everything that is disturbing us, all the impurities in our hearts, all the contamination, all the ugly things we have in our hearts and minds, this is gradually become destroyed.
因为这里面就讲到了，因为如果是能够经常有规律的参加伯加瓦坦的课，并且呢为纯粹的奉献者做服务呢，那么就会使所有的搅扰我们的内心的，在我们内心的所有的不想要的这些东西，污染我们的这些东西呢，都会被销毁，都会被清除掉，使我们的内心得到净化。
嗯，接着。There's another verse also is very, very interesting. So in this verse explains very clear by regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and serving the pure devotees, our spiritual master Srila Prabhupada and other devotees, that's our regular life. So by doing this, all the impurities in the heart are gradually removed and loving devotional service becomes develops in our hearts, becomes a fact, irrevocable fact. You know, is something that is there.
那还有另外一个师节呢，也是很有意思的。但是在今天，就是现在这一节师节里面就讲到了，他说如果我们要是经常要阅读这个圣典伯加瓦坛，并为纯粹的奉献者做服务，比如说。像为施拉帕帕做服务，为我们的 Guru Maharaj 做服务，然后为这个我们在身边的这些奉献者们做服务的话呢，那么就会使我们内心的所有的物质污染都得到清除，然后呢为这个超然赞歌颂扬的人歌手神做爱心服务呢，就会使我们的为至尊歌手神做奉献服务的这件事情就会被确定下来，就是一个无法改变的事实。
And you can read the previous in the same chapter you can read text 17.
Okay, 然后我们现在来读一下第十七十节圣典伯加瓦坛第一篇第二章的第十七十节。作为众生心中的超灵
Srinivatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridianto Stoya Badrani Vidunoti Suritsatam Translation
第十七十节译文，作为众生心中的超灵诚实奉献者的恩人，人格守神 Krishna 会把渴望聆听他信息的奉献者心中的感官享乐的欲望清除掉，正确的聆听和歌唱他的信息是虔诚活动。
Simply, if you develop that desire to hear about the activities, the message of the Lord, all the impurities, all the desires for material enjoyment will be gradually cleansed from the heart.
就如果要是培养出了要聆听主的信息的话，有了这样的一种渴望的时候呢，就会使在内心的这些不洁以及内心的物质愿望都会被清除掉。
It's not something that happens overnight.
但这并不是一蹴而就的事情。
It may be slow, but it's a gradual process. The impurities that we have accumulated through so many lifetimes of nonsense in this material world, those impurities, those material desires, everything gradually start disappearing from our hearts, and our hearts become clean, and that natural original love that we have for Krishna becomes manifested.
因为呢在我们的这个内心中呢是积累了经年的这种积尘的，所以说呢就这个清理的程序呢它是一个漫长的逐一渐进的过程，所以呢当我们 这个开始要去聆听主的这个信息的时候呢，就是我们内心的所有的这些结呢，就开始自然的变得一点点的被被消灭掉了，被清除掉了。
This is so important.
所以呢，聆听是非常重要的。
We cannot stress too much the importance of hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures that Srila Prabhupada gave us regularly, even if you don't understand. Never mind, just read carefully, attentively, with respect.
所以呢，我们要反复的强调关于阅读经典、阅读舍尔帕帕所给我们的这些书籍的重要性。即便是我们读不懂其中的内容，但是呢，我们也应该反复的怀着敬畏之、尊敬之心去阅读。
Attitude, our attitude is extremely important.
而我们的态度是非常的至关重要的。
Respectful, honorable attitude in respect to the scriptures, it's extremely important.
所以说呢，怀着非常尊敬的心，很这个敬慕的这种心态去阅读这些经典，是很重要的，需要持有的态度。
That's remember the story of that devotee, that Brahmana, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met in one temple in south of India.
还记得就是在南印度的时候呢， Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他见到了一位婆罗门。
He was in a corner of the temple and he was holding the Bhagavad Gita in his hands and moving the pages like he was reading the Bhagavad Gita.
当时呢，这位婆罗门他是坐在庙里的一个小角落里面，手里拿着薄伽梵歌，然后呢在翻着这个薄伽梵歌的书，好像他是在阅读。
And he noticed other devotees, other people were there in the temple looking at that Brahman, kind of laughing to each other, you know, kind of joking with each other.
然后朱彩丹的妈妈就注意到呢，在这个庙里面的其他的那些奉献者们看着这位在阅读的婆罗门，就在低声窃语的在嘲笑他。
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we could notice that this Brahmana was very serious. He was very absorbed in his reading.
但是呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，也可以注意到这位在阅读的婆罗门，他是很认真的，而且呢，也是很专注的在那里阅读。
And he was indifferent to the attitude. He was totally aloof from the attitude of the other people.
而且呢，他根本就不管其他的人对他的这种态度。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approached him, approached that Brahmana.
所以呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就来到了这位婆罗门的身边。
And he said, "Oh, my dear Brahmana, I can see that you are very absorbed in hearing, in reading Bhagavad Gita."
然后他就说呢，说我亲爱的婆罗门呢，我能够看到你非常的。沉醉在阅读薄伽梵歌之中。
Yes, the Brahmana said, "Yes, my dears, I could see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not joking; was a serious person."
他能够看出主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，并没有跟他开玩笑，是很认真的。
So he said, "Yes, my dear sir, my spiritual master, he told me to come here and read Bhagavad Gita every day, so I am doing that as my regular service."
他说是啊，亲爱的先生，是因为我的灵性导师，他让我要每天都要阅读圣典薄伽梵歌，所以就为什么我每天都会来这儿阅读，把它作为是我的服务在做。
So why these people seem to be joking and laughing at you, you know?I don't understand.
那如果是这样的话，那为什么这些人好像是在嘲笑你呢，或者是在取笑你呢？为什么呢？我不明白。
Because Brahma said, "Well, you know, because I don't know how to read."
然后这位婆罗门说，因为我不知道怎么读，我不会读。
So I'm just moving the pages.
我只是在这一篇一篇的翻书。
I may be able to read one word here and there, but I cannot really follow the whole, I cannot really read the whole thing.
我其实可能在这儿或者在那儿不同的地方呢就认识那么几个字，但实际上我是没有办法读懂全篇的文章的。
And you notice that the Brahmana's tears coming from his eyes.
然后呢主持人马法布也意识到了这位婆罗门的眼睛里面流出了一些泪。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him a big hug.
所以主持人妈妈不能就热烈地拥抱了他。
You are amongst all the great scholars of Bhagavad Gita, you are the most exalted.
在所有的博伽梵歌的大学者中你是最崇高的那一位。
He was doing, you see, he could not even read very nice, he just read one word here and there, but he was doing,This is a service to his guru, rendering service to his guru, reading the scriptures, even though he could not read very well. And, but his heart was becoming purified and he was developing love of Krishna.
那么虽然说呢你不识字不识几个字但是呢你是为了你的 guru 在做阅读的这一服务。所以说呢你是真正的理解了博伽梵歌的深意。那么你是Sorry, you are the last sentence you say.
You are the really most exalted、okay. amongst the scholars of Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah, 所以说呢，你是研习博伽梵歌的所有的这些学者中最崇高的学者。
The Brahmana was feeling so much ecstasy just by seeing the image of Krishna driving.The chariot of his devotee, out of great love for his devotee, he was driving, taking the humble position of chariot driver of his devotee. And just by seeing this picture, it overwhelmed the heart of this Brahmana.
当婆罗门看到了主 Krishna 以一个卑微的位置，然后呢为他的奉献者驾车，的时候。他的内心就充满了极乐之情，因为在这里面就看到了主对他的奉献者的爱。
So we have to develop this urge, this desire, strong desire to hear about about the Lord, even if you don't understand, even if the subject matter might be a little difficult for our understanding. Never mind, just hear, just be attentive.And this process in itself cleans our hearts of all desires for material enjoyment.
所以说呢，我们必须要培养出，就是要阅读主的关于主的各种各样信息的这种渴求和渴望。那么虽然说我们读不懂这里面的信息到底是阐述的什么内容，但是呢，我们如果要是怀着一种非常谦卑的这种态度去读的话。那么呢，我们的内心就会变得越来越净化。
It's guaranteed. It's guaranteed. It may be slow, but it's guaranteed that our hearts become cleansed of desires for material enjoyment.
也许可能这个清理的过程呢会比较缓慢，但是呢，保证我们的内心会逐渐的。清理掉所有的这些物质的欲望。
This is our process.
因为这是我们的程序。
Here in this verse, in a Sanskrit verse, Sutta Goswami uses a word vidunoti, cleanses. Vidunoti in a word for word of this verse we just read the last one, 1:17, uses the word vidunoti, cleanses.
Yeah, 那么在这个圣典博伽瓦坛第一篇第二章第十七师节里面呢 Sutta Goswami 他就用了一个词儿，这个词儿呢是 Vidunoti Vidunoti 的意思呢就是清理清洁。
It's interesting because in Bengal in India where they produce a lot of cotton In India, is one of the states to produce the most cotton perhaps. And they, okay, translate that.
那很有意思的一件事情呢，就是在印度的孟加拉这个地方呢，产很多的棉花。
So, and they have a pro, say, when they harvest the cotton, the cotton is mixed with dust and many impurities, cannot be used right there. The cotton has to be freed from impurities in order to, after be worked out and be transformed into cloth.
那么在这个收割完这个棉花之后呢，因为这个棉花它上面沾了好多的尘埃，还有很多的不洁的这些东西，所以呢，这个棉花是一定先要经过一个净化的程序之后，才能够把它真正的用于去织布的。
But see, the fibers of the cotton are very, very fragile, very soft. You cannot just beat them to get rid of all the dust because it destroys the fibers because the fibers are very, very fragile.
而且呢，就这个棉花它的这个纤维啊是非常的脆弱的，所以说呢，不能够就通过拍打把这棉花里面的这些尘埃给它拍打出来。因为如果是把它拍打完了以后，这棉花就不能用了。
So what they do, they have a traditional type of a system. They have some poles, and then there's a string, a metal string, or sometimes cloth, but usually metal string tied up in between poles, so it becomes stretched, the wires stretch, and then on the top of these wires.They put pieces of cotton all over these wires. You know, two poles, a string of wire, and then many poles with string of wires like that. And they put cotton, pieces of cotton they put on the top of these strings.
那他们在这个传统的方法怎么做呢？就是用两根棍儿，然后呢，在两根棍儿中间呢绑着电线，就是这种线呢，然后呢。把这个棉花给挂在这个线上。
So they have a series of poles with a metal string in between them, very stretched. So and they put the cotton, the pieces of cotton on the top of this.
Yeah, 所以呢，就是有两根棍，就是两根柱子，然后这两根柱子之间呢牵着铁丝，然后呢在这个铁丝上挂着棉花。
They have several poles like that, several lines.
有，所以呢，就是有很多根柱子，然后所以呢就可以绷好多的这个铁丝。
And then they have an instrument to make vibrate this metal string. There's an instrument that makes it vibrate like a current to make it vibrate. So it vibrates very softly.The whole string, it vibrates, you practically don't notice, but there is a vibration, means tremble, the whole thing vibrates very, very softly, and the cotton does not follow because it's a very light vibration. But what happens, the impurities that are in the cotton start falling down.
那然后呢，就会有一种，然后呢，就用一种这个工具就开始弹动这些棉花。对，就是一种震动器。So actually, we do have this kind of cotton vibrator in the old days in China too. So I think Chinese
yes,
devotees
can relate
with that.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, so they can relate
yeah,
with that.
Yeah. Yeah, 就是因为咱们其实中国也有那种弹棉花的那种工具。然后呢，这个弹棉花的这种工具呢，它就会发出一种非常轻微的这个震动。那么这个震动呢，它不会毁掉这个棉花，但是在这种轻微的这种震动的这种过程中呢，就可以把这个。非常脆弱娇弱的这个棉花里面的这些不洁的这些尘土啊尘埃啊就全部给弹出来，然后这个棉花呢就变得干净了。
So it's a very soft process, it's slow, but the fact is that the dust starts coming out and the cotton eventually becomes clean.
然后呢这种震动呢其实是很轻微的，而且呢也是挺慢的，但是最终呢就能够把棉花里面的所有的这些不洁的东西都给弹出来，然后这个棉花就变得干净了。
So this process, this machine or this system, is in Bengali is called vidunoti.
所以呢，就是在孟加拉的这种弹棉花的这种程序被称为叫 vidunoti.
So this is how the fact of hearing regularly Srimad Bhagavatam and offering service to the pure devotee and his followers is that our hearts gradually become cleansed of all these ugly desires for material enjoyment and naturally the love of Krishna that we all have already within our hearts become evoked, comes forward.
所以说呢，就是当我们有规律的聆听圣典巴达瓦坛，以及去服务纯粹的奉献者以及奉献者的这个追随者们的时候呢，我们内心的所有的这些非常阿萨的物质欲望就能够被逐渐的清除掉，然后呢，使我们在内心中本来对 Krishna 的这个爱呢，就能够逐渐的被唤醒。
So we started this reading of Srimad Bhagavatam online, I think year 2000, 2001, something like that. 2001. So we started this process. See, and you see, it's slow because we are only on the second canto now. You know, it's because we are going one verse, practically one verse every Sunday. It's a slow thing. But if you, never mind, even if it's slow, if you go slowly, but you go steadily, gradually, our hearts become cleansed of material desires.
就是我们在网上讲圣典菩萨网这个课程呢，是从2001年的时候开始的。那到现在为止呢，已经经历了这么多年了。可是大家能够看到，我们现在才刚刚念到了第二篇。也就是说呢，因为我们每一个星期日才念一个时节，所以呢，这个程序是一个很漫长的一个过程。但是呢，它慢没有关系，但只要我们持之以恒，慢慢的，我们的内心呢就会得到净化，通过这样的聆听。
Of course, if you read on your own regularly, you can go much faster. But it's recommended to go through the 9 cantos, starting 1, 2, 3, until 9 cantos before we start really reading and understanding and appreciating the pastimes of Krishna in the 10 canto.
当然如果我们要是自己私下非常有规律的去阅读圣典菩萨瓦坛呢，那我们的这个进程呢就会快得多。但是呢，无论如何，我们所推荐的做法呢，就是在阅读圣典菩萨瓦坛第10篇的这些逍遥和活动还有所讲述的这些深意之前呢，我们首先是先要阅读圣典菩萨瓦坛的前9篇，要逐一渐进的进程到第10篇。
Because this is what we want. We want that our hearts become purified from material desires so we can develop only our pure desires to love and serve Krishna and his dear devotees.
因为我们想要的事情呢，就是使我们的充满了物质不洁的这个内心呢得到净化。因为等我们的这个心得到净化之后呢，我们内心里面就只有想要去为主 Krishna 和他的奉献者从事奉献服务了，到时候我们就只有这种纯粹的愿望了。
It's the same process in having darshan of the deity of the Lord. When we go to the temple and go see the deity of the Lord, we should start by first looking at his lotus feet and then go up to his thighs, to his knees, to his ankles, and then go up to his chest, to his shoulders, and eventually to his beautiful bright face.
那我们到神庙里面去搭讪神像的时候，这个程序也是这样的。那我们呢，首先呢是先要要专注于主的莲花足，然后逐渐的把眼睛往上挪动到他的腿啊，挪动到他的大腿啊，他的腰部啊，他的胸膛啊，然后慢慢的才会看到主的莲花莲。
So you may say, wow, but Srila Prabhupada, right from the beginning and very early in the beginning of this, this society, Srila Prabhupada, we had only the second or third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada decided to, no, we had only the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam at that time. Srila Prabhupada decided to translate the pastimes of Krishna of the 10th canto and put in that book, Krishna book, the stories of Krishna.
但是呢，大家也会说，在我们的这个运动早期的时候呢，当时我们只有圣典波迦瓦坛第一篇，但是呢，舍勒帕帕他就决定翻译了这个圣典波迦瓦坛第十篇，并且呢，把它作为《Krishna 快乐源泉》这本书来问世。那么这个《Krishna 快乐源泉》里面这本书呢，其实它记载的就是 Krishna 的这些逍遥时光，它的活动。
It seems that Srila Prabhupada wanted us to read the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan even before we read and hear about the first cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以说呢，这看起来好像 Srila Prabhupada 他好像是挺鼓励我们阅读 Krishna 在 Goloka Vrindavan 所上演的这些逍遥活动的，即便是在我们还没有读圣典波迦瓦坛前面那些章节之前呢。他也想让我们来读这一部分的内容。
The main reason why Srila Prabhupada wrote a summary, it was a summary of the pastimes of Krishna, the 10th canto in the Krishna book, was because he was afraid that his being old and his health very, very weak, that he would not be able to complete the translation of Srimad Bhagavatam, and it would be a great loss.If the devotees did not have the pastimes of Krishna from the 10th canto.
这个 Krishna 快乐的源泉呢，实际上是主 Krishna 在圣典波迦瓦坛第十篇的逍遥活动的一个概述。那么 Srila Prabhupada 他之所以会这么做的原因呢，是因为他当时年事已高，而且呢身体也非常的不好，所以呢他就害怕他没有时间翻译完整部的圣典波迦瓦坛就不在了。那如果要是奉献者没有机会读到圣典波迦瓦坛第十篇的内容的话呢，那么这一对于奉献者来说也是一个巨大的损失。
So, but Srila Prabhupada weaved, you know, he was very carefully brought up many, many, many points from Bhagavad Gita.And from the early cantos of Bhagavatam, weaved into the stories of Krishna as a way to make us be very careful to understand the pastimes of Krishna in a proper way by understanding the Buddhist philosophy at the same time.
但是呢，舍勒帕帕呢，他就非常的小心的把在《薄伽梵歌》以及在《薄伽瓦坛》的前面的章节的这些内容的理论还有要旨，都给编织在了Krishna 快乐源泉的这本书的要旨其中。然后这样的话呢，就能够使我们能够在阅读Krishna 的逍遥活动的时候，能够有恰当的信息去理解如何去理解这些逍遥活动。
So we would have the pastimes, but we also read so much things of the basic philosophy. We are not these bodies, we are spiritual souls. Things that are not there really in the 10th canto, but Srila Prabhupada, in this summary, a study of the presentation of the 10th canto, Srila Prabhupada weaved in these different aspects of our philosophy as a means to help us to be cautious.To not see, to not read or hear these pastimes with our mundane perception of things.
所以说呢，在阅读Krishna 快乐源泉的时候呢，我们也能够读到一些非常基础的、简单的关于我们是灵魂，我们不是这具躯体的一些简单的哲学的这些信息。那么这些信息呢，其实我们真正在去阅读圣典波迦瓦坛第十篇的时候是没有在那里面的。但是呢，Srila Prabhupada他之所以会把这些信息放在Krishna 快乐源泉里面呢，是为了要让我们在阅读的时候一定要非常的警醒和小心， 从而呢不要错误的以这个世俗化的这种眼光去理解 Krishna 的逍遥活动。
So Srila Prabhupada in the last sentence of his purport of today's verse, Srila Prabhupada said, by reading and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam as a scientific presentation means by reading gradually, the conditioned souls will gradually be promoted to the highest status of transcendental knowledge after being freed from the illusory energy based on sense information.
所以说呢，在今天的这个诗节的要旨的最后这一句，最后这一句里面呢，那么释迦牟尼就说，所以把圣典佛教把它视为科学的呈现，以这样的态度阅读和聆听，可以使受制约的灵魂在摆脱以感官享乐为基础的错觉能量后，逐渐的提升到超然知识的更高层面。
So my dear devotees, when you sit down.When you sit down to hear Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita or any other book of Srila Prabhupada, first of all, offer obeisance to your speaker master and Srila Prabhupada. Take the book, touch the book to your head, and then very carefully read through the book. If it's in your phone, do the same thing. If your tablet, whatever you use to read, do the same thing respectfully.And don't put your book anywhere and elsewhere. Just put your book always in a very clean and very high place. Never on the floor, never in a dirty place. Never, never read the scriptures in an unclean state. With at least your hands should be very clean when you read the scriptures. This type of attitude is fundamental to help us to.Gradually become more and more attracted to the subject matter of this wonderful scripture that Srila Prabhupada gave us.
所以说，亲爱的奉献者们，当我们在阅读圣典不加瓦坛，或者是圣典不加梵歌，或者是其他的经典的时候呢，在我们阅读之前呢，我们首先呢，先要顶拜我们的灵性导师以及Srila Prabhupada，然后怀着敬畏的这种心态去阅读，而且呢，我们。在阅读之前呢，一定要先把这个书呢要放在我们的头上，就是要顶拜它。也许可能我们现在不是以纸质的这个书在阅读，我们可能是通过我们的手机啊，或者通过我们的平板电脑啊在阅读。但是呢，我们也要同样的这种心态去顶拜，就是无论怎么样的这种形式所展现出来的这个书。而且呢，这个书呢也不能够放在脏的地方，也不要放在地上，我们永远要把这个书呢要放在一个比较高的一个位置。而且呢，当我们在阅读书的时候呢，至少是要让我们的这个手是干净的去翻这个书的。那么所以这些呢都是很基本的，让我们处在一个很尊敬的这种心态去阅读这个书籍。那么这个对我们的进化是非常有好处的。
Wow, you translated everything. I thought it was a very long sentence. Thank you, very well.
Thank you, 老师.
Okay, thank you, everybody. And any question or comments, please?
Yeah, 所以说呢，非常感谢大家，看看大家有没有任何的问题和评述。Yes, there were many questions, 老师. The first one is from Rajendra Babu.感谢阿叔和翻译。这次疫情中献出生命的医护人员是在履行自己的职责时牺牲的。那么他们是不是就跟库鲁战役中的士兵一样，会回到灵性世界的天堂星宿呢？In this coronavirus, there were many medical staff they lose their life because rescuing the others' life and also because perform their duty.So, are they considered as the same as the soldiers in the Kurukshetra battle? So, after they pass away, they will go back to the spiritual world or go back to the heavenly planets?
Well, not exactly the same situation.
Sorry, Ashu. The next question actually is related. So, maybe I also read it to
you. Okay.
Now, 下面这一部分呢是这些牺牲的医护人员呢，以这种方式结束了生命，是不是他们跟之前的业报的积累有关系，还是属于好的业报结果吗？ And also all of the medical staff, they finish their life in this way. Is this also related with your previous karma? And but this is a good karmic reaction.
First of all, the situation is not exactly the same as those who fought in a war of Kurukshetra.
那首先呢，就是他们所处在的这种情况呢，和在 Kurukshetra 战场上的这些士兵们所处在的状况是不一样的。
That was a war that was wanted by Krishna.
因为在 Kurukshetra 的这场战争呢，是 Krishna 想打的一场战役。
It happened in a holy place.
而且呢是在圣地。
And because they died in the presence of Krishna, they went back to the spiritual world.
因为呢他们是在 Krishna 的面前牺牲的，所以说呢他们就回到了灵性世界。
Otherwise, if Krishna would not be there, at least they would go to heaven, yes.
否则的话呢，如果要是Krishna 没有，否则，但是就是这些医护人员Krishna 没有在场的话，那他们至少会回到天堂。是的，是这样的。
So, certainly we have to acknowledge the sacrifice of this medical staff that are working so hard, are the ones who are the working the hardest these days, and it's very dangerous what they are doing. They are sacrificing so much, and many of them have died in performance of their duties.
那首先呢，我们必须要承认这些医护人员他们是竭尽所能的在履行着他们的职责，他们非常的尽心尽力的在从事着他们的工作。在目前为止，可能他们是现在所有的人里面最辛苦的在工作的人们。而且呢，有很多人为了履行他们的职责而失去了他们的生命。
So it's certainly a very pious activity whatever they are doing, and this is going to be to their credit.
所以说呢，他们所从事的这些事情呢，毫无疑问都是虔诚的活动，所以呢，是会给他们积攒下功劳的。
If they are going to be promoted to heaven, that we cannot immediately say.
但是他们是if they cannot go to the
if they are promoted to heaven, we cannot just say like that.
Okay, 但是呢，我们不能够就是说他们是不是直接就被提升到天堂了。
But they certainly accumulated very very good karma.
但是呢，毫无疑问，他们是积攒了很好的业报。
And certainly their lives, their next life will be much, much better. Even if they don't go immediately to heaven, their lives will be much better.
而且呢，就即便是他们现在不能够立刻的晋升到天堂，但是他们下一世呢，也一定要会是一个更好的生世。
So we should appreciate their noble activities, their incredible sacrifice. We should acknowledge that. No doubt, this is materially speaking, this is an incredible sacrifice they have been doing.
所以说呢，我们必须要承认他们所从事的这些崇高的活动，以及呢，他们所做出的巨大的牺牲。而且从物质的角度上来讲呢，他们做的这些事情呢，的确是非常的令人称赞的。
Okay, next question.
Yeah, the next question still from Rajendra Prabhu. Krishna 在 Vrindavan 恋爱逍遥时光被禁止提前阅读，吓得我们都不敢看了。甚至到了Radhakund 的湖边也不敢下去沐浴，只是顶拜撒点水在头上。问题是在我们这辈子任何灵修的阶段都不能够读 Krishna 的恋爱逍遥时光了，因为这是给解脱灵魂准备的，这辈子没解脱就无缘读这段逍遥时光了，是吧？We are actually forbidden to read Sri Krishna's Vrindavan Leela ahead. So we are so scared that we dare not to read it anymore. And even when we go to the Radha Kund, where they're not to jump into the Kund and have some, have the base there. The only thing I dare to do is to pay the obeisances and get some drops on my head. But the issue is that, so for this lifetime, there is no way for me to read the Leela, the Rasa Leela of Sri Krishna's, because I cannot reach that kind of stage in my spiritual practice, because this Leela is prepared for the liberated souls to read. But I want to get liberation for this lifetime. So in that case, I don't have any faith, or I don't have any, I don't have any faith to read this pastime, right? Means about that I am not supposed to read this pastime in this lifetime.
You may not be liberated today. Maybe you'll be liberated tomorrow.
也许可能您今天没解脱，但是也许明天您就解脱了。
If your attitude is proper, you can be very quickly liberated.
如果你的态度是恰当的话呢，您可能很快就能够得到解脱。It's
not that we cannot hear about the intimate pastimes of the Lord, but we have to do it with great care and under the guidance of a very advanced devotee.
并不是说我们不能够去读 Krishna 的非常亲密的逍遥。 而是呢，我们在读这些逍遥的时候呢，我们要非常的小心，而且呢是要在这个高级的奉献者的指导之下去阅读。Like
we are hearing about the pastimes of the 10th canto in Krishna book with the help of Srila Prabhupada.
比如说我们是通过 Krishna 快乐源泉这本书来阅读圣典波迦瓦坛第十篇的。 但是呢，我们在读它的时候呢，是在施乐帕帕的引导之下，他的帮助之下来阅读的。With
this guidance, we can thread through the pastimes and be able to appreciate something.
所以说呢，在施乐帕帕的指导之下，我们能够阅读 Krishna 快乐逍遥的这本书，并且呢，我们还能够从中理解到一些深意。
And we can hear from advanced devotees and who can explain to us in a very natural and nice way, so we will not misjudge or not interpret these pastimes.
或者说呢，我们可以在这个高级的奉献者的很好的解释之下去阅读 Krishna 的亲密的逍遥。 这样的话呢，我们就不会以错误的方式被误导着去理解这些逍遥时光了。It
means we need guidance.
意味着我们需要指导。And
yes, Radha Kunda, we should not jump in the Radha Kunda like we jump in an ordinary lake. That's for sure. We should not do that.
那么其中有一个非常确信的一件事情呢，就是我们不能够像跳进一个世俗的湖里面一样跳到 Radha Kund 里面。There
are devotees who bathe, they will enter inside the water with their bodies under the guidance of local devotees who follow a process of worshipping Radha Kund and then gradually being able to enter into its waters and bathing. There are devotees who do that.
那有一些奉献者他们呢会这么做，就是呢在当地的这个居民的指导之下，通过恰当的这种程序，然后呢进入到 Radha Kund 的湖水里面沐浴，以这样的方式呢来崇拜 Radha Kund。 是可以，他们有人是这么做的。So
with the help of local devotees, we can enter in the Radha Kunda.
所以说呢，在当地的奉献者的帮助之下，我们是可以进入到 Radha Kunda。Many
devotees they just feel very happy to bow down and sprinkle some waters on their heads.
但是很多奉献者呢，就只是。 对 Radha Kund 顶拜，然后呢撒一点水在头上就好了。Afraid
of not committing any offense.
因为害怕呢，会做出任何的冒犯。But
the result is the same. A few drops or going inside, the result is the same.
但是呢，洒几滴水在头上以及进入到 Radha Kund 里面所得到的结果是一样的，没有区别。
嗯。Is the same potency in one little drop of water as in the whole lake, the same potency.
因为在这湖里面的一滴水，它所具备的力量和整个这一汪水所具备的力量是一样的。
So we are not, we can always do something if you don't feel qualified to, and we can do it through devotees who are qualified, or just offer our respect.
所以说呢，如果我们自己觉得自己没有这个资格的话呢，我们可以在有资格的奉献者的指导之下去在湖中沐浴。但是呢，如果是不能够这么做的话呢，我们就向这个瓜拉坤向我们展示我们的敬意之情是一样的。
Okay, one more question of Rajendra Prabhu.
Yeah, 帕布帕德推荐我们从第一篇到第九篇，然后再读第十篇。有的灵性团体直接就讲述了第十篇，听众听后向我们炫耀说，他们已经极乐满足，说我们还在学龄前的阶段。还在为了理解创造而绞尽脑汁，他们都大学毕业了。他们还说，帕帕德只教授了我们灵性的 ABC， 没有讲给我们最高的机密知识，导致了有人离开了帕帕德的社团，加入了他们的社团去狂喜去了。如何理解这种情况呢？谢谢。Srila Prabhupada recommend us to read Srimad Bhagavatam from Canto 1 to Canto 9, then we go ahead to read the 10th canto.However, some of the spiritual group, they just go to the 10th canto directly, and the listeners, after the hearing the 10th canto, they started to showing that how they are in the bliss and a very satisfied mood, and they are very puffy to come to us to say that you guys are still in the elementary stage, you're still, you know, trying all of your efforts to understand the creation. However, we have really graduated from the university. And they also said that Srila Prabhupada only imparted us the spiritual, very basic ABC spiritual knowledge, didn't show in the highest confidential knowledge to us, and that actually to lead the people to left from Srila Prabhupada's society.And join the other group for ecstasy. So how do you understand this? Could you explain about this type of situation?
We are Prabhupada Nugas. We follow Srila Prabhupada.
那我们首先呢是Prabhupada Nuga, 也就是说我们是会追随 Srila Prabhupada 的教导。
And we are very happy to follow Srila Prabhupada.
而且呢我们非常开心的能够追随 Srila Prabhupada。
And we know that by following the process Srila Prabhupada gave us, Srila Prabhupada will take us back to Krishna.
而且呢，我们知道，我们通过 Srila Prabhupada 的这种教导，他是会把 Srila Prabhupada 给我们，而且呢，我们也会回到 Krishna 的身边的。
Yes, Srila Prabhupada gave us the ABC, and we follow the ABC because we don't think we are qualified to go to.XYZ.
那么薛罗爸爸他只给了我们，如果只给了我们灵性的 ABC 的话，那我们就开开心心的先去接受 ABC， 因为现在我们还没有资格去了解 XYZ 的知识。
Because ABC is already ecstatic.
因为 ABC 已经能够让人极乐了。
And we know if we please Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada.Will cover for us, and even if you are not qualified to go to the higher things, Srila Prabhupada will make us qualified and will take us back to Krishna.
而且呢，我们也知道，如果我们要是追随 Srila Prabhupada 的话呢 ，Srila Prabhupada 他是会保护我们的。就即便是我们没有资格去回到守神身边的话，那么 Srila Prabhupada 他也会让我们变得具有资格回到守神的身边。
So if they are critical.To the process, the way Srila Prabhupada taught us the system, then they certainly will not become qualified to hear what they hear. It will not bring them great transformation if they are critical.
就如果他们要是批判舍勒帕帕的所给我们的这种程序的话，那其实也就意味着他们其实是没有资格去聆听他们现在所听到的这个信息的。而且呢，在他们的这种批评的这种心态下，使得他们所听到的信息也没有办法让他们发生任何的转变。
So it's better we stay away from critical people.
那呢，我们最好呢就是离这个批评的人远点。
We have faith in Srila Prabhupada and we follow the ABC Srila Prabhupada gave us because we have the guarantee that Srila Prabhupada takes us back to Krishna.
那么我们对舍帕帕有信心，而且呢我们去阅读舍帕帕所给我们的这个灵性的 ABC 的知识的原因，是因为我们知道我们被确保了舍帕帕一定会把我们带到 Krishna 的身边的。
If they have other gurus who give them a shortcut to go over the ABCs and reach the reach Krishna Loka, then okay, good luck for them.
但如果要是有其他的 guru 给了他们一条捷径，那他们不需要通过 ABC 的这些知识就直接回到 Goloka 的话，那好，那对他们来说，我们祝福他们。
But we stay away from people who criticize Srila Prabhupada.For not giving us the highest thing.
但是呢，对于那些批评舍勒帕帕没有给我们最高的知识的这些人，我们要远离。
Srila Prabhupada gave us a process to attain love of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, and this will happen if we follow the process Srila Prabhupada gave us.
舍勒帕帕他给了我们一个让我们能够通向 Goloka Vrindavan 对 Krishna 的爱的一个程序。那么如果我们要是去追随这条程序的话，最终我们就能够达到这个结果。
So we stick to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada.
所以我们要紧抓着 Srila Prabhupada 的莲花足。
Very important.
非常重要。
Srila Prabhupada is an associate of Krishna.
而且 Srila Prabhupada 他就是 Krishna 的一位同游。
Is the one who knows best the mentality of people outside of the of Vaishnava culture.
而且呢，舍勒帕帕呢，他非常的精于的了解，不在 Vaishnava 文化之内的这些人，他们的心态是怎么样的。
And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Spiritual Master did the same thing.
而且呢，舍勒帕帕的灵性导师舍勒巴西丹的萨斯巴提塔库尔也是同样的。
Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did the same thing.
就即便是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，也做了同样的事情。
With devotees in general, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, and so many other devotees. Not intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna.
在普通的奉献者面前呢，主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他只是会去讲述 Prahlad Maharaj 的逍遥、Dhruva Maharaj 的逍遥，他不会在这个非亲密的奉献者面前去讲述 Krishna 的亲密的逍遥时光的。
Only very few exalted, liberated, great souls, only few rare ones.Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna.
只有和非常极少的、罕有的、处于崇高位置的、纯粹的奉献者、是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 才会和他们去探讨主 Krishna 的亲密逍遥。
Next question.
The next question is from Yamuna Tiramataji, 顶拜 Guru.圣典博达瓦坛应该按照顺序阅读 Krishna 快乐的源泉主要是第十章的内容，那是不是也不适合新人阅读呢？感恩您。 Please accept my very humble obeisances. The right sequence of reading the Srimad Bhagavatam is from the chapter 1 then gradually. So the Krishna book is the content of the Srimad Bhagavatam canto 10.So in that case, the Krishna book is not a proper book for the new people to read. Is that right? Thank you.
No. It's proper. Srila Prabhupada gave us the Krishna book So, because he was afraid that he would not be able to translate the whole Bhagavatam, and particularly the 10th canto, and we will be bereft of this beautiful pastime. So Srila Prabhupada presented those pastimes of Krishna book, but in a way so nice, weaved with the philosophy and the clear understanding that what kind of situation is those and how we have the right attitude. So Srila Prabhupada help us to, that's what he said, with the help of a pure devotee of the Lord, we can enter into this pastime. That's what Srila Prabhupada did in the Krishna book. He really presents the basic philosophy here and there very often as a caution to us to read without material judgment.
不是这样的。 这个Krishna 快乐源泉这本书它是适合新人阅读的，为什么呢？因为当时Srila Prabhupada他是因为觉得自己时日无多，所以呢他害怕他翻译不完整部圣典宝教把它，然后这样对于奉献者来讲呢是一个巨大的损失，所以说呢他当时才会先把第十章的这个概要 以Krishna 快乐源泉的这个形式把它翻译出来，然后呈递给我们。但是呢， 他之所以能够让我们阅读的原因呢，是因为Srila Prabhupada在这本书里面编织进了很多的关于Krishna知觉的一些非常基础的这些哲学理念，然后在整部书的这个各个不同的部分把这些信息传递了进去，然后从而使我们在阅读这本书的时候呢，我们就会有这种警醒，然后并且以恰当的一种心态去理解这本书中的这个内容。所以这也就是为什么说 我们可以去阅读这个内容，但是呢是需要在精进崇高的奉献者的指导之下去理解的。那么Srila Prabhupada他在写这本书的时候呢，他就做了这件事情，他以这种指导我们的这种形式去阅读这本书。Okay,
next question.
The next question is from Das. 我感觉我的寿命都不够用来阅读和聆听完圣帕帕德所有的书籍。 就更别说完全理解和觉悟了，但我又很想这一世成功，那该怎么办呢？ He has four questions, all of them related with Srimad Bhagavatam. Do you want me to read the whole thing or one after another?
No, one by one.
Okay, then the first of his question is that I feel my life is so so short to read the whole Srila Prabhupada's book, or even hearing all of his books. Needless to say, I have any energy to comprehend or realize all of this knowledge. However, I do desire that I can achieve the perfection in this lifetime. So what to do?
No place is said that you need to read all the books to complete Srimad Bhagavatam in order to attain perfection.
没有任何一个地方说为了达到完美，你要在一生中阅读完所有的圣典宝教瓦坛中的内容。
It's just said by hearing regularly, hearing or studying regularly, and rendering service to the pure devotee and his followers, and then gradually our hearts become cleansed of all material desires, and we develop love of Krishna just by regular reading. Even if the regularity just brings you to read one canto or even less, but you are doing that, your heart is becoming purified, and eventually we attain love of Krishna, even if you don't read the whole thing.
他只是说我们有规律的聆听圣典宝加瓦坛，并且呢为纯粹奉献者做服务，然后这样呢就能逐渐的清除掉我们内心的不洁，然后慢慢的呢我们就能够唤醒在心中的对Krishna的爱。所以呢我们只要是有规律的去聆听，哪怕我们只是有规律的去阅读了圣典宝加瓦坛的第一篇，但是呢最终我们也能够得到
Okay, the next part.
阿叔说阅读圣典宝加瓦坛能够逐渐净化我们的内心，怎么够才能够让这净化来得更快一点呢？ 阿叔 said that reading the Srimad Bhagavatam can gradually purify our heart, how can I make, how to make the purification more speed up?
Read more and read more carefully, more attentively.
那首先呢，要更仔细的、更认真的、专注的阅读。
And offer more service to the pure devotees.
而且呢，让向纯粹的奉献者做更多的服务。
It's mainly the question of attitude.
其实呢，最主要的问题就是关于态度的问题。
You see, that Brahmana, he did not even knew how to read properly, but he attained perfection. He developed love for Krishna because he had the right attitude of service to his guru, and he was trying to read the scriptures according to the guidance of his guru.
那就比如说，就是那位不会不识字的婆罗门，他尽管都不会读书，但是呢，他的态度就非常的端正，他。要去阅读，他只是为了要去满足他的孤独的这个训育，所以他才读，然后最后他就达到了完美，他就得到了对 Krishna 的爱。
So it's not a question of quantity, but the quality.
所以说呢，这个量不是主要的问题，主要的问题是质。
If we have the right attitude and do it as a service and Krishna certainly purifies our hearts very fast.
对，所以呢，如果你要是有一个端正的心态，然后呢去做奉献服务的话，那么 Krishna 他毫无疑问呢是会在我们的内心来帮助我们，来净化我们的内心的。
Next question.
The next part. 怎样才能做到不渴望追求渴望任何的追逐者 How to become detached from the idea to desire for any followers?
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Nadanam Najanam Nasundari, I should not desire to have followers, to accumulate wealth or having beautiful women. Yes, we just have to desire to be better engaged in devotional service, following our spiritual master's instructions and try to give Krishna consciousness to others. We are not doing that to attract followers. We want people to become Krishna's followers, Srila Prabhupada's followers. We are just helping them to become Krishna and Prabhupada's followers, not our followers.
那么，朱柴坦尼马巴布在他的八训规的第四条里面呢，就对我们说呢，我们不渴望任何的追随者，也不想积累任何财富，也不想有任何的不想有任何的这个女人的追随。那其实也就意味着我们其实只是想做更好的奉献服务，只是想更好的去追随我们的灵性导师。那么通过这样做的话呢，我们其实是为了要让大家能够更好的就是追随我们的灵性导师，并且呢把这个 Krishna 知觉去给予其他的人，所以我们希望的呢是使更多的人能够具有 Krishna 知觉，然后能够有更多的人能够成为 Krishna 的追随者，而并不是成为我们自己的追随者。
If a person with acting as a spiritual master, he thinks of himself as a servant of his disciples, and is helping them to follow his own spiritual master and Krishna. It's not going around conversing followers. People may think they may see themselves as follower of a certain spiritual master, but spiritual master does not think they are my followers.
那么就即便是灵性导师他们自己有这些门徒认为自己是灵性导师的追随者，但是呢灵性导师他们自己本人并没有认为这些人是他的追随者，他只是在帮助他的门徒能够更好的去追随释迦帕帕，就能够更好的去追随他的灵性导师，然后更好的去追随 Krishna。
So yes, we are followers and we We may attract others because of our teachings and our guidance, but we want them to become followers of Krishna, followers of Srila Prabhupada, followers of our group, of our spiritual masters. We don't feel qualified to be anyone's guru.
那所以说我们自己本人呢就是一个追随者，但是呢我们也许可能由于这个哲学还有就是这个教导呢，使得别人会对我们表示出这个兴趣，就会被吸引。但事实上我们要做的事情呢，就是为了要让别的人能够更好的去追随我们的灵性导师，去追随我们的这个Krishna 的这个教导。
Okay, the last part.
The last part, 阅读圣典博迦瓦坛净化内心，内心得到净化的具体表现有哪些？ Through reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, we will purify our heart, but what are the symptoms for the heart to be purified?
Well, we start feeling less desires for material enjoyment. We notice there is less lust and greed in our hearts, that we don't experience much envy. We don't criticize others. So all these faults, these dirty things that pollute our hearts, like lust, greed, envy,all these things, fault finding, all these things, gradually we notice that are becoming less and less.
首先呢，我们觉得我们内心的这个物质享乐的这种想法就越来越少了，而且呢，我们内心呢不再会有那么多的贪婪和色欲和欲望，而且呢，我们会觉得我们也不会那么的容易被骄傲这个嫉妒所打扰。所以说呢，就是所有的这些内心的这些不洁的这些事情，以贪婪啊、愤怒啊、嫉妒啊，这些都会变得越来越少了。我们注意到它变得越来越少了。
And every time, or most of the time, when we have some lustful desire that crosses our minds, or you feel greedy for some material achievement, or we find ourselves envy, these things appear in our hearts, and we feel bad about them. Said, oh, this is not good, Krishna, I should not have this type of attitude. So this means already purification, because if you are not getting purified, we don't even notice that we are envious. We don't even notice that we are greedy and lusty. But when you become purified, we notice that this is wrong, and we try and we pray to Krishna that we don't manifest these symptoms anymore in our hearts.
而且呢，就是每次当我们的内心中起了这个色欲、贪欲还有嫉妒之心的时候呢，我们就会感到非常的不好意思，然后呢，我们就会向 Krishna 道歉，说 Krishna 我不想要这些。所以呢，这就已经意味着我们是在被净化了。因为如果我们要是内心没有得到净化的话，我们根本就没有意识到我们是有这些不解的东西在内心之中的。但是呢，现在就是通过这种净化以后呢，就已经展现了这些，就是我们不想要它的这样的征兆。阿叔，阿叔
，first thing is that we become conscious. We become conscious of our contamination. This is a good beginning.
所以呢，首先呢，我们先是要 ，Yes, 阿叔 ，I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
首先呢，我们先要意识到我们内心中有这些不洁，就是要觉知到这些，这已经是一个正确的开始。
Then you can make extra effort to avoid these impurities.
而且呢，你可以呢加倍的努力去避免这些不洁。
Either by prayers.
或者是通过祈祷。
By service.
通过服务
by following the process better, particularly chanting the holy names, taking more shelter of the holy name, we have a process. We try to take more shelter of the process and service to the devotees, so we become free from those things we are conscious of.
那么通过更好的去遵循这个程序，比如说呢，我们有这个。更好的让自己脱离在念诵圣名的这个程序之中，然后呢，让我们更好的脱离在服务奉献者做奉献服务的这个程序中， 这样就会让我们更好的进化。
Okay, so many things, yeah, so many things can indicate that the heart is becoming purified, gradually becoming purified.
实际上有很多的这种征兆都能够向我们提示我们的内心正在进行着逐渐的进化。
We start becoming more attached to the holy names and to hear Bhagavatam.
而且呢，我们开始变得更加的去依附于圣名，更加的依附阅读圣典《波迦瓦坛》。
This is clear symptoms that our hearts are becoming purified.
这些都是非常清晰的征兆，来告诉我们，我们的心呢变得开始净化了。
We appreciate the devotees for what they are and what they do.
那现在我们也会感激奉献者原本的这个样子以及他们所从事的活动。
We don't like to hear fault finding.
我们也不想听到这个大家在挑错。
But many, many different symptoms that manifest that show that our hearts are becoming purified.
所以呢，有很多很多的这种征象都体现出我们的在内心是在进化着的。
But it's a fact that the devotee, we ourselves, we may not notice as much as others may notice on us.Because we still, even if you are becoming purified, we have still a long way to go to achieve the goal of life, Krishna Prema, that we always seeing ourselves as, we see our shortcomings and our imperfection more than what we already have achieved.
但是呢，可能我们自己注意到的这个进化不如别人在注意到我们身上所产生的这种进化。原因呢，是因为我们虽然说得到了一些进化，但是我们离达到 Krishna Prema 对 Krishna 的这个爱的这条路呢还很远。所以说呢，我们现在依然还是只是会看到自己身上所具有的这种错误和缺点，然后呢，在努力的想要去更正这些错误。
But others can, yeah, the others can appreciate.How much advancement we have made because they have seen from the very beginning until a certain moment. So yes, there's a great change in that person's life.
但是别人因为看着我们这一点一点所发生的这个变化，所以说呢，别人能够看见在这个人的身上其实是发生了很大的进步的，是有很大的变化的。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Kashi Madaji, Gan Ashu. 请接受我最卑微的顶拜。我因为工作原因呢，自己做养生店，每天都有很多的事情，不能够每周跟奉献者联谊。但是呢，我每天都早起念诵，每天都在 YY 上听课，也遵守四项规范原则。只要不忙的情况下呢，都在听课，有空就读博加瓦坛。请阿叔，这样能够取悦灵性导师和 Krishna 吗？感恩您。Ashu, thank you very much. Please accept my very humble obeisances. Then, because of my job, I do need to maintain a replenishing store. It's kind of a spa, I think, kind of like that. Every day I have to render lots of errands, chores. So I cannot have the regularly weekly association with the devotees.However, every morning I get up early to chant my japa, and every day I access in YY classroom to hearing the lectures, and also I follow the four regulative principles. As soon as I have time, I will hearing lectures, and also as soon as I have time, I will read the Srimad Bhagavatam. So I want to clarify with you in this way,Do you think I'm pleasing the spiritual master and the Lord Krishna?
Yes, you are.
你是在取悦。
But you can do more.
但是您可以做得更多。
At least you can improve in quality what you already doing, what you already are able to do.
至少呢，您可以提升您现在已经在做以及你能够做的事情的品质。
And gradually, as you become more and more committed in doing nicely what you can do, Krishna will facilitate you to do more and to have more opportunities to associate with the devotees, because it's your inner desire, is a desire that you have in your heart. So Krishna will make that arrangement. So just try to improve whatever you are doing, try to improve the quality of whatever you are doing.
而且呢，就是当您在不断的提升您现在所做的这个事情的质量的时候呢，那么Krishna 在内心中就会为你做出指导以及为你做出安排，从而使你能够有更多的机会去和奉献者联谊。因为呢，在你内心之中其实还是有这样的愿望的，是想要和 Krishna 和奉献者联谊的。
嗯 ，Next question。
The next question from Radha Nanda Madhaji. Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜敬爱大叔。昨天为 Garg Nitai 沐浴更衣，一切都非常的顺利美好。不久，一位奉献者突然告诉我，他看我给 Garg Nitai 穿的衣服不好看，就重新给主穿了一遍，连招呼都没有打。他这种行为如何理解呢？说实在的，如果不是全力控制，我想我的愤怒就要比火山爆发还要更加的猛烈。不是如此无知和没有资格，如何让我这样的人有自知之明呢？ Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances, dear Ashu. Yesterday, I dressed and gave the base to Garg Nitai in that way to start a very beautiful day with full bliss in my heart. However,Soon after that, one devotee all of a sudden told me that she think the way I dressed Garg Nitai was not attractive. So she redressed the Lord. But she didn't even have a word with me before she did that. So how to understand such behavior from her? To be quite honest, if I was trying all my efforts to control my anger, otherwise the anger will be evaporated as more severe as than the evaporation of the volcano. So I know that I am so ignorant and I am so unqualified.But what to do to make myself more aware of my low ignorance situation? Thank you very much.
Well, instead of becoming, okay, it's not an easy situation. And sometimes when anger builds up, it's very difficult to control. But there is something you could have done.
那首先呢，就是您所遭遇的这个情况呢，肯定不是一个很容易，就是怎么说呢，就是一个很平静的一个状态。而且呢，当这个愤怒起来的时候呢，实际上是很容易的就很不容易的去被控制的。
Because you began a service to find some bliss.
因为呢，你首先呢是开始了这项服务，并且呢，送这个服务呢是要从中找到一些喜乐。
You are thinking about your own state of your own satisfaction.
但是呢，你是在想着你自己的满足感。
And instead of doing that as a service, and then satisfaction comes naturally because the service is done in a proper way.
但是如果是想着它是一个服务的话呢，那么这个满意之情呢也就自然会萌发，因为这个服务呢是在一个恰当的方式上去履行的。
So if that devotee comes and says that the way you dress the deities does not look nice,
所以如果当这个奉献者来到你面前说你给神像穿的衣服不好看。
Then you should ask the devotee, oh, so please can you help me to dress the deity so they look nice?
那所以呢，这会儿你就可以跟这位奉献者说，那你能不能帮助我把这个衣服给神像穿得更美一些呢？
Immediately, it shows The mood changes in this type of attitude. The mood changes.
但是呢，然后所以呢，这就是这种心态立刻就发生了变化。But 阿叔 here she said that actually the sorry 阿叔 the she she said that the devotee didn't mention to her. Then she just go ahead to change the dress for the deity. Then after she done that, she come back to.Her to tell her that because you don't dress the deity nicely, so I changed their dress.
In that case, she should ask the devotee. Okay, maybe next time, please you help me how to dress nice. All the stages dressing nice, so I can learn from you.
所以说下次就是如果是就是像这个奉献者跑来跟您说你穿这个神像衣服不好看，我已经给他重新穿了一遍的话，那么您这会儿对他的反应就应该说，哦，那下次那就请您能够教教我怎么能够把这衣服从头给穿的美一些呢。
So in this way that devotee will become maybe less arrogant.
这样的话呢就会使那位奉献者变得不那么骄傲。
And you probably you become less angry.
You become less what angry? 那然后这样呢也会使你变得不那么愤怒。
Yeah, because you admit, oh, maybe this devotee can dress better than me, so I can learn from this devotee. Because after all, what we want is that we render a good service to the Lord. We please the Lord.
因为这伙人，你心里面可能就会想，哦，是啊。这位奉献者他肯定应该比我这服务做得更好，那么呢我就可以从他那儿把这个技术学得更好一些，因为从终极来说呢我们是在为主在做服务，是要为主能够把这服务做得更好。
Yes, that devotee should have that attitude, should have tell you, okay, you dress like that, but there's a better way to dress the Lord and I can show you. That would be the best attitude. But He didn't show that attitude, but you don't need to become angry. We can dismantle that by saying, yes, you are right. Maybe next time you can show me how to dress so I can dress like you do. So the other person will become also less arrogant.
那所以呢，作为另外那一方的这个奉献者呢，其实他最好的这种做法不是说是他就把这个是。这个神像的衣服给重新穿了，而是来跟你说这个有更好的给神像穿衣服的这种方法，那让我来给你展示一下应该怎么穿。但他既然没有这么做，那您呢也不应该太愤怒，然而您呢就会主动的跟他说，哦，那既然您知道这个穿衣服更好的方式，那么下次您就给我好好的指导一下应该怎么给主穿衣服。
Radharani Prabhu makes a very nice comment to this question, so you address this question nicely so you can read his comment in the end.
Okay, 那么Radharani Prabhu 因为也是在线听课，所以呢他就这个问题呢也是发表了一个很好的意见。他说呢这个给神像穿衣服并不是为了让我们的眼睛感到快乐，而是为了要取悦 Krishna, is our endeavor to serve, even if not expertly. 而且呢，是为了取悦 Krishna, 即便是我们不能够很这个专业的给主穿衣服，但是呢，我们已经很努力了，这样就会取悦 Krishna.
This was a lesson for you. Yeah, it's a very nice point because I told you in the beginning.You began with the wrong attitude. You were looking for bliss in doing your service. You're looking for your own satisfaction, not to serve the Lord and satisfy the Lord. You are thinking about your own satisfaction. And because that devotee came and changed something you have done, that's why you became angry, because you were attached.You were attached for your own self-interest, and that's what made you angry, because this person disappointed you, destroy you what you have done for your own satisfaction. That's what made you very upset.
那么这个呢，其实对于您来说呢，是一个很好的教训。因为在最开始的时候我就跟您说了，就是您可能在给主穿衣服，在做这个服务的时候呢，这个心态是为了要让自己感到快乐高兴，所以呢就是内心是有这样的一种想法，而且可能并不是说是为了要让主满意开心。所以说呢，当这个奉献者来对你说他把衣服又重新给主穿的时候呢，这会儿你才会感到这个愤怒，因为呢他搅扰了您自己的内心的这种满足感。
Otherwise, you would not become angry. You would say, well, maybe this devoted can do better than me, and they would appreciate the service the devotee did, even though the devotee's attitude might not be nice.
否则的话呢，当奉献者来跟你说这件事的时候呢，您肯定就不会感到内心很愤怒了，因为你就会很自然的想，哦，那他是给主穿衣服穿得更漂亮，所以呢这样的方式能够更好的取悦主，所以你就很顺应的自然的去接受了，即便是这位奉献者他是以一种不太恰当的方式来告诉您这件事的。
We serve Krishna for his satisfaction, not expecting our own enjoyment. That comes if Krishna gives us.
所以呢，我们服务这个 Krishna 是为了要让 Krishna 满意，并不是为了要让满足我们自己内心的这个享受感。但是呢，如果要是我们让 Krishna 满意了以后呢，就这种内心的享受感也许可能会来。
And this is the highest happiness when we serve nicely with the right attitude, and Krishna is happy with us.And let us experience that internal happiness. This is the highest happiness, much higher than the desire to be happy.
那么当我们这个以恰当的心态服务了主，并且让主满意了之后，所给我们带来的这种快乐，实际上是最高的一种快乐的境界，而不是我们渴求着得到快乐而得到的一种快乐。
Okay, next question.、Rajendra.
The next question is from Rajendra Prabhu. 亲爱的阿叔，在瓦坛的第二篇《帕帕德的钥匙》中提到，圣人们阅读经典的品味和牧牛姑娘们亲吻 Krishna 的嘴唇的甘露的品味是一样的。问题是，为什么我还不愿意读帕帕的书，没兴趣，没动力，没品味，却渴望品尝亲 Krishna 一口的甘露？既然读书和亲吻的品味都是一样的，为什么我渴望这个而不渴望那个呢？深层的原因是什么呢？为什么跟很多人不愿意读释迦帕帕的，为什么有很多人都不愿意读释迦帕帕的书呢？不读圣人的书，只是做其他的服务，不也可以得到完美吗？不也可以得到圣人的仁慈吗？虽然遇到了哲学的问题，挑战是不会回答。Dear Ashu, in the Srimad Bhagavatam Canto, the second canto, Sri Prabhupada's purport said that the sages, they got the same taste from reading the scriptures than the taste the gopis kisses, Lord Krishna's lip. The question is that why I don't feel like to read Sri Prabhupada's book. I don't feel that the books are interesting. I don't have any motivates of reading them. I won't get any taste from reading them. However, I am hankering for the nectar I can get from kissing Lord Krishna's mouth, lip. Since the taste from reading and the kiss are the same,Why I only hankering for this but not hankering for the other? What is the deep reason of that? Why many people don't feel... Sorry, all of them are related. Could you allow me to read the whole thing? Or you just answer for now?
Yeah, read the whole thing. Read the whole thing.
Okay. And then why many people don't feel like to read the Srila Prabhupada's book?They don't read His Grace's book, but only rendering the other services. But to only render the other services, can't we also achieve perfection? And also, if we only do the other services but not reading, we also can get the mercy from Srila Prabhupada. Isn't that? Even in that case, for when we are encountering some philosophy issues, we were not able to answer those questions. He's saying that if we don't read the book, then we cannot answer the philosophical questions.
Mm.
That's the only issue.
Mm. So you want to taste the kissing of Krishna, tasting Krishna, but you don't want to follow the process to approach Krishna.
所以说呢，你想来品尝亲吻 Krishna 的甘露，但是呢，却不想追随达到 Krishna 的程序。
First, you have to conquer him. First, you have to do something to attract him.
首先呢，你必须要先征服 Krishna， 你先做点事儿要吸引他。
So your approach is a little bit is what we do in sanskritification. We want our enjoyment first. We seek our enjoyment.
所以说呢，你想品尝的这种甘露呢，其实也就是说，您是在寻找着享乐。
But in the process of Krishna consciousness, we try to please Krishna first.
但是呢，在 Krishna 知觉的程序中呢，我们首先呢是先要取悦 Krishna， 让他高兴。
And by the mercy of Krishna, then we can achieve the real pleasure.
然后呢，在 Krishna 的仁慈之下呢，我们才能够达到真正的喜乐。
So this is the process. The process is to satisfy Krishna first.
所以呢，这就是程序。程序呢，就是先要让 Krishna 心满意足。That's
the principle of love. Love means service for the pleasure of the beloved.
那么这个其实也就是爱的程序。爱呢，就是去服务那位被爱的人。
Like a selfless mother. Selfless mother loves the child even though the child may not manifest any particular symptoms of love for the mother.
就比如说无私的妈妈就是这样的。妈妈无论这个孩子他是不是展现了对妈妈的爱，他也是对这个孩子满怀着爱的。So,
yes, you can purify your heart by doing so many other things, many other service, and without reading much the books. You can certainly do devotional service. Yeah, purify.
那么当然了，在不读书的情况下，你也可以通过从事很多的其他的奉献服务来得到内心的净化。
But eventually, as your heart becomes a little purified, that urge, that hankering, that need to hear about Krishna becomes manifested, and you want to read the books because you want to hear more about that wonderful person that you are serving.
但是呢，随着我们内心的这个进化呢，你在内心就有一种渴望去阅读，你希望能够阅读更多的关于我们所服务的这个人物的信息。If
we develop love for a person, we want to know more about that person, the person's personality, his likings, what he does. We want to hear about that person because you love that person. It's a natural tendency. We want to know more, to hear more about that person.
因为就是当我们爱上这个人的时候呢，我们有一个非常自然的一个倾向，就是你希望能够更多的去了解你所爱的这个人。
It's important to read Srila Prabhupada's books, even if we don't have much to taste. We make an effort. It's something that we should do as part of the process. So we should make an effort to sit down for a certain amount of time, even if it's a short moment, short amount of time, even if it's just 5-10 minutes, but sit down and read and try to be attentive, because we get so much information how to do our devotional service, what should be our attitude. We start learning things, because without learning we cannot do nicely our devotional service.
但是呢，阅读释迦牟尼佛的这个书籍呢，对我们来说是非常重要的一件事情。 即便是我们读不懂，但是呢，我们也一定要花一些时间，每天呢要静下心来去阅读，哪怕几分钟的时间也好。因为呢，在这个书中呢，告诉了我们很多的关于如何能够更好的去从事服务的很好的信息。
Can you become strong? Can you be strong and healthy without eating?
就比如说，如果你要是不吃东西的话，你能够让自己保持健康和强壮吗？
No, we cannot. We become weaker and weaker.
我们不行，因为如果不吃东西的话，我们就会变得越来越虚弱。
So reading the scriptures is nourishment, spiritual nourishment, nourishment for the soul. So the more we take the nourishment, the stronger it becomes our consciousness, our faith, our determination in serving Krishna and the devotees.
所以说阅读是很重要的。这个阅读呢，它实际上是对于我们的灵魂的一种滋养。那么当我们越来越得到这样的滋养以后呢，我们就能够变得更加的坚强，以及有决心去服务 Krishna， 去服务奉献者。
嗯。So, yes, make an effort, even just a few minutes every day, open Srila Prabhupada's books and read, even if you don't understand very much, never mind.
所以说呢，每天呢，我们都要这个尽力的花一些时间去阅读施拉帕帕的书籍，哪怕是几分钟的时间。即便是我们读不懂这书中的信息，那没关系，但重要的是要去读。
Because we want to please Srila Prabhupada, you want to please Krishna, and doing that pleases them.
那么因为我们想要做的事情呢，就是让 Krishna, 我们要取悦 Krishna, 我们要取悦施拉帕帕的。那么通过阅读这些书籍，我们是能够取悦到他们的。
We serve to please Krishna, to please Prabhupada, please the devotees, please them.
所以我们服务呢，是为了要让须拉帕帕开心，是为了要让 Krishna 开心，是为了要让奉献者们开心。
So to read the scriptures is one very important item of service.
所以说呢，阅读薛拉帕帕的书籍，阅读经典，是一个非常重要的取悦他们的方式。
And gradually then you develop a taste. Okay.
然后逐渐的呢，你就能够培养出品味。
Okay, the last question.
Yeah, the last question is from a devotee. She is asking, 如果要是医生检查出来的胎儿不健康而堕胎的话，会有罪恶吗？那如果要是这样的话，那该怎么办呢？If the because this devotee is pregnant and if the doctor checked the fetus, if the baby in the womb have some problem, if in that case she conducted the abortion of this baby, will that create any simple reaction? If yes,
it is. Yes, it's a sinful reaction. Yes, she's going to have to see other doctor who can help. Even if the fetus is disease, you should carry and should try to give birth. And then if you can cure, can cure. If you cannot cure, then what can you do? But you don't have the right to terminate the life of another living entity.
OK, 首先呢，如果是在这样的情况下，如果是堕胎的话呢，那肯定是非常的罪恶的。那么应该做的一件事情呢，就如果是这个大夫查出你这个胎儿要是有问题的话呢，那就要去找别的大夫再去进行一次这个检查。那么查完了以后呢，发现这个胎儿如果依然还是有问题的话呢，那您要做的事情呢，是要把这个还是要把这个婴儿给怀下来，然后并且把它生出来。生出来之后呢，然后再救治。如果是治不了的话呢，那也没有别的办法。但是你没有权利在子宫中就扼杀掉这个婴儿。
It's not, you don't have that right.
因为你没有这个权利。
Okay, Hare Krishna, thank you very much for your questions.
所以非常感谢大家的问题。
Thank you everybody else to listen.
非常感谢大家的聆听。
A special thank you to Dana Kelly and Sati Mataji for allowing us to be together for this much amount of time.
然后特别的这个感谢 Sati Mataji 还有 Dana Kelly 能够允许我们在这里相聚这么一段时间。
Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari 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 Bo
Hari 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 Bo Ashram Ki Jai Radha Sharan Prabhu Ki Jai Vaikuntha 之音服务愿意聆听各位尊敬的奉献者那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了我们非常感恩Krishna Baladev Prabhu 亲爱的阿叔为我们的讲课的精彩的讲课以及对所有的这些问题的非常耐心的解答那我们也非常感谢萨提玛拉姐为我们安排的这么美妙的平台感恩所有的奉献者的聆听深深的顶拜大家祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常安全的美妙的周日 Hare Krishna